Well, hello again, my lovelies, and welcome back to another episode of the Pub Quiz with me, Pete. How you all doing? I hope everybody is glorious and shiny and full of something. I don't know what. You can answer that question yourselves. Anyway, get yourself a pen and paper, because you'll need to write your answers down like a traditional pub quiz. And I'll give you the first 10 questions, give you the answers, and then you get the golden question and your chance to win yourself 25 quid. But here we go with question number one, music. Which Miley Cyrus track was the most streamed song on Spotify in 2023? Right, here come them ticks. Time's up. Question number two, history. On what road in London did the Great Fire of London begin? Was it A, Brick Lane, B, Pudding Lane, or C, Baker's Lane? Maureen, start that clock. Maureen, stop the clock. Question number three, around the world. What is the currency of Morocco? And your time starts now. That's all the time you get, I'm afraid. Question number four, entertainment. In what 2017 movie did Hugh Jackman star as P.T. Barnum alongside Zac Efron? I hope you're ready, because here comes the clock. Pens down, you're out of time. Bong. Question number five, sport. Which boxer lost to Muhammad Ali in the legendary Rumble in the Jungle boxing match? Here comes your thinking time, but be quick. Bong. Question number six, music. Disco track, Boogie Wonderland, was a 70s hit by which American musical group? Are you ready? Because here come them beeps. Did you get it? Hard luck if not, because you're out of time. Question number seven is history. In what year did Australia gain independence from the UK? Was it A, 1871, B, 1893, or C, 1901? Start that clock. Stop that clock. Question number eight, food and drink. What common spice, don't know what that, comes from the orchid plant? And the old ticky timer starts now. That's it, that's it. Time is up. Question number nine, entertainment. What was the highest grossing film of 2023? Here comes the clock, but don't think too hard, you'll blow a gasket. If I could turn back time, but I can't, and it's run out. Hey, question number 10, general knowledge. How many eyes does a jellyfish have? Maureen, are you ready with that clock? That's it, no cheating, your time is up. Don't forget to keep them shout-outs and questions coming in on Twitter at Pete Quiz. Right, eyes down, pens at the ready, because here come your answers. We'll find out who is this week's glorious winner and who is this week's not. Question number one, music. Which Miley Cyrus track was the most streamed song on Spotify in 2023? It was Flowers, with a whopping 1.6 billion streams. Question number two, history. On what road did the Great Fire of London begin? The answer was, of course, B, Pudding Lane. Question number three, around the world, what is the currency of Morocco? It's the dirham. Question number four, entertainment. In what 2017 movie did Hugh Jackman star as P.T. Barnum alongside Zac Efron? That was The Greatest Showman. Question number five, sport. Which boxer lost to Muhammad Ali in the legendary Rumble in the Jungle boxing match? That was Mr. George Foreman. Question number six, music. Disco track Boogie Wonderland was a 70s hit for Earth, Wind and Fire. Question number seven, history. In what year did Australia gain independence from the UK? The answer was C, 1901. Question number eight, food and drink. What common spice comes from the orchid plant? That is vanilla. Question number nine, entertainment. What was the highest grossing film in 2023? Well, you know, they had the old Barbenheimer, wasn't it? Yeah, Barbenheimer. So it was either going to be Barbie or Oppenheimer, and the winner was Barbie. Question number 10 was general knowledge. How many eyes does a jellyfish have? It has none. It also has no heart, bones or brain, and is currently sitting in the corner of the pub looking with its no eyes at its very sad pint. Right. Here we go. It's golden question time, isn't it? Yeah. And your chance to win yourself 25 quid. I'll ask you the question and I'll ask you if you know the answer. And, you know, this is when you can actually shout at your little digital assistant thingy and tell them yes or no. If you know it, you'll find out what to do in just a moment or two. But here comes that question. What is the capital of South Korea? Do you know the answer? Well, that's very good, isn't it? All right, all you've got to do is listen out for a little ba-ding or something in the app that goes with your digital assistant and you'll get a little link that you can follow there. Or if you're listening on the podcast version, the link will be in the show notes below. Good luck, everyone.